Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's the 24th of August, 2026. Trigger warning, we're going to talk about something today that is uncomfortable and a lot of MSPs don't want to talk about it, but it's important that we do. And that is the reason that clients leave. Now, I know because it's very slow for you to win new clients, that makes you feel sick, you know, in your soul and makes you wake up in a sweat at 4 a.m. in the morning, the thought of your existing clients leaving. But we do need to talk about it because I believe you have to understand why clients leave in order to proactively prevent that. So there are lots of reasons why clients leave. There are some that are out of your, completely out of your control. For example, if they go out of business, nothing you can do with that. And also if they are acquired and the acquiring business decides to replace their IT with you know, the IT company they're already using. I know sometimes when your client is acquired and the acquiring company goes, oh, the IT we've just bought is so much better than ours. I do know MSPs that have moved into the bigger group, which is great. But more times than not, it's the other way around. So those are out of your control. But then why else do clients leave? Have a think about it. I mean, maybe you track why clients leave. And maybe they leave because they perceive it's too expensive, right? Maybe the price has gone up too much. Or maybe they perceive that the service levels have gone down. Or maybe they perceive that the relationships, they just don't have those relationships anymore. And maybe that's because the people have changed. Most of the time, clients leave because of emotional reasons rather than rational reasons. So rational reasons are the price has gone up, the service levels have gone down, all of that kind of stuff, right? Those are rational because they can be measured. It takes me 4 minutes to get hold of someone on the phone, and it never used to. You guys used to answer on the second ring, right? That's a rational thing. Even if they've never actually written it down or measured it, it's a rational thing. It's based on evidence. But most people don't leave because of that. They leave because of their emotional reaction to that evidence. So for example, if they've had an account manager for years and that person leaves, and then it seems like there's two or three new account managers in the next year, and I'm sure you've had this at one of your vendors, right? It does make you feel emotionally less committed to the contract, right? So it kind of nudges people out. Or if the service levels going down is not in itself the reason you leave, but it makes you feel worse about the company. You start grumbling about it. You and a colleague, these are your clients, but them and a colleague would start grumbling and saying, oh, I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. It just hasn't felt the same for some time. You know, that kind of thing. And so I think it's really important that you, for proactive retention reasons, it's really important you realize that they leave because of emotional reasons, and ultimately they leave because they feel as though they've stopped being valued. It's all about the feelings. And this is great because it means we can do something about it. You know, I am a big fan of promoting annual strategic reviews, which is where you sit down with your clients in person and you talk about their business and their plans and what they want to do. And the reason you do that is bonding, right? It's being involved in their plans. And you take that a step further and you turn that information into a technology roadmap. By the way, templates and advice on both of these things are available in the portal, whether you're a B2B or a co-managed member. You just go into the portal, go into, I think they're in tools, they might be in templates, but go and have a look in there and you'll find strategic review and technology roadmap templates. And there's some advice in the knowledge base as well. So the reason I'm a big fan of those is because they allow you to have an emotional conversation with someone about their business, about their future, and then you plan it. You literally plan it out. Some of the things that you can do is just phone your clients now and again. It could be you, could be an account manager, could be a service desk manager. What if you just phone them every now and again for no reason, just to say, hi, how are things going? We're just checking in. You know, when you could put use the little smiley faces at the end of tickets. You know, the ones like Customer Thermometer does it. I'm sure your PSA has plugins for it as well. And the second that someone hits a not happy, someone phones them up just to inquire, because sometimes it's just they're unhappy in the moment, but sometimes that's the first visible sign of them being unhappy because of other reasons. And you need to talk to them to find out why they are unhappy. Why are people unhappy? It's a thing that builds up over time. And you don't want to leave it till the point that they talk to you about it, because by that time, the decision has often been made. So I guess the message I'm trying to send here is, proactive retention is amazing at keeping clients long term, but it comes from understanding that people leave you because of how they feel, not because of rational reasons. The rational reasons turn into feelings, but it's the feelings that makes them stay or makes them go. So you need to be proactive with that. Now, if you want to talk to me about this, the easiest place to do that is our Tactical Tuesday. We do it live every Tuesday. Tomorrow, our main subject is about your Google business profile and why it needs 5 times more love from you. But also, we have a bit where we just talk about general stuff. So if you wanted to talk about this, you could do that as well. Just jump on that live call tomorrow. All the details in the portal. Just look for Tactical Tuesdays in the navigation. And I'll see you here next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.